Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Dallas, authorities are clarifying the number of victims again after a deadly shooting at an ICE facility. ICE officials say one detainee is dead and the suspected shooter is also dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. ABC's Maria Villarreal is on scene and spoke with a mother who was there with her daughter at the facility for a scheduled appointment.
She said her daughter was actually outside when this happened. The building went on lockdown. They were stuck inside and then her daughter was outside waiting for her. That way when she was done with her status check-in, she would come out and be with her family. The daughter had nowhere to go. She hid behind cars. She was actually on a phone call with other family members when this happened. Very scary moments for them all that were inside and outside the building.
Authorities still don't have a motive. Mark Zuckerberg posting on Threads today that Instagram has grown to 3 billion monthly active users. Meta's CEO called it a milestone ahead of the social media platform's 15th anniversary. And stocks ended lower today for a second day. This is ABC News. In Arizona, the results are in following yesterday's special election. The daughter of a late congressman voted in to fill his seat. That filled vacancy could also impact the push for the Justice Department to release all the Epstein files.
The election of Arizona Democrat Adelita Grijalva to the seat held by her late father, Raul, was expected. When she's sworn in, Congresswoman Grijalva is due to become the critical 218th member of the House to sign on to a petition that would force a vote on a measure requiring the release of the Epstein files. If that bill were to pass the House, it would go to the Senate and then have to be signed by President Trump in order to become law. GOP leadership opposes the bill, saying it's unnecessary and risks the privacy of not only Epstein's victims, but also his associates who've never been charged with a crime. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Typhoon Ragasa slamming Hong Kong with surge and floodwaters and heavy winds. Southeast China bracing for the powerful storm to make landfall. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Temperatures expected to cool down to around 50 tonight. Fog returning in some spots and light winds. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and comfortable. Highs in the mid-70s. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 and we're at 63 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Grant County Sheriff's Office has identified Cheyenne Malone, 53, of rural Muscadet, as the decedent involved in the investigation in the town of Muscadet on September 10th. An autopsy was conducted at UW Hospital in Madison on September 12th. No further information is being released at this time, pending additional investigation and results from the autopsy. The sheriff's office is still asking anyone with information to contact them at 608-723-2157. Clean water activists are warning against a proposed measure that would allow the U.S. Department of Defense to dispose of PFAS in firefighting foam by incinerating them. The measure is included in the National Defense Authorization Act, currently in the U.S. Senate. Conservationists say burning the PFAS could lead to more contamination issues, particularly in the areas surrounding the incineration sites. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has co-sponsored an amendment to the bill to remove the measure lifting the moratorium on incinerating PFAS. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand equal rights protections in the state. Officials say the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment is more comprehensive than its federal counterpart, covering discriminatory practices on the basis of sex, race, religion, marital status, disability, gender identity, and more. Because the proposal is an amendment to the state constitution and not just a bill, it must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before being put to voters statewide on a ballot referendum. City leaders are getting closer to opening Madison's new homeless shelter, but they're also asking for help. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Until the pandemic began, shelter services were not part of the city's purview. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
The system that had served Madison and Dane County for more than 35 years, relying primarily on faith-based organizations and private donations for shelter space, meals, and operations, collapsed in the wake of COVID-19. And while it is not traditionally the job of city government to provide homeless shelters, either here in Madison or around the country, it was the city and Dane County that stepped up to preserve and improve these vital services.
The city and county were involved in a few different projects, including the shelter site on Zier Road and a campground. Now, the next big project is the 24/7 men's shelter. It's on Bartolon Drive and will be able to house 250 people. The mayor announced that the city will be dedicating $1.7 million in the city's budget to the shelter. But here's the thing. It's expected to cost $4 million to run each year. That leaves a $1.3 million gap in annual operational costs.
I'm excited to announce today that a new private group called Shelter Friends will soon launch a campaign to help close the gap needed to make the most of this facility. We need the business community, philanthropists, Dane County, and Madison residents to help us.
Meanwhile, some advocates are concerned about the capacity. Porchlight's Zier Road shelter has housed more than 350 people, while the Bartolon Drive location will only have space for 250. At the start of this year, officials and volunteers did their yearly count. They believe there are about 800 people without housing in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 0.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.89 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 19.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 14.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy price reports. The cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.63 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.59 a gallon, a difference of 96 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 2.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.14 a gallon. The national average is unchanged from a month ago and stands 1.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 0.7 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.66 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, "The national average saw a slight increase last week, primarily driven by states that experienced price cycling just ahead of the switch back to winter gasoline." He added, "Now that much of the nation has begun the transition to cheaper winter gasoline, and with driving demand seasonally tapering off as temperatures dip, gas prices face additional downward pressure. We're still on track to potentially see the national average fall below $3 per gallon for the first time in years this autumn." A new report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin estimates that communities across the state could end up spending millions to address nitrate contamination. The organization's report identified the overapplication of fertilizers to farm fields as a major contributor, estimating that 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer was used statewide in 2022. As a result, about 10% of the private wells in the state and up to 20% in heavily farmed areas failed to meet Wisconsin's drinking water standards of 10 milligrams per liter. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of legislation seeking to combat the spread of chronic wasting disease. As hunting seasons begin to open across the state, State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jenna Jacobson introduced three bills to provide additional funding for deer testing, chronic wasting disease research, carcass disposal sites, and an education campaign. Since the disease was first detected in Wisconsin in 2002, over 8,300 deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease across 60 counties. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding waterfowl hunters to take proper precautions when heading out on the water to hunt. According to a press release, taking heavier gear out on a boat during times of cooler temperatures and more unpredictable weather could create a dangerous situation. Hunters should always wear a life jacket while out on the water, avoid weighing down their boat, unload their firearm for transportation, and check weather reports before leaving. They should also inform someone of their plans before leaving. Make sure you're properly installing your child car seats. This is Child Passenger Safety Week, a reminder that a properly fitted child car seat can save lives. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends children younger than 2 years old be secured in a rear-facing car seat in the back seat. Children aged 2 to 4 can switch to a forward-facing car seat with a harness in the back seat until they reach age 4 and 40 pounds. Children should be sitting in the back seat until they turn 13. More information on Wisconsin's car seat laws can be found on the State Department of Transportation website. Wisconsin residents, businesses, and municipalities are being urged to turn off their non-essential lights over the next few nights to help migrating birds. Craig Thompson is the co-founder of Driftless Birds, a nonprofit working to save Wisconsin birds.
Birds use a number of visual cues to migrate, and those that migrate at night have traditionally used celestial cues. So they're navigating off the stars and off the position and brightness of the moon and so on. And when they encounter artificial light, they become very disoriented. And what we see is during migration, this ambient light has a tendency to bring birds into urban areas, and we often have periods of extraordinary mortality, and that's the thing that we're trying to avoid.
Thompson says non-essential lights should be shut off between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Studies have shown that window collisions kill billions of birds a year. The UW-Richland Alumni Association Fall Brunch honoring the 2025 Outstanding Alumni will be held Saturday, October 4th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. This year's Outstanding Alumni being honored are Ken Hansen, Jane Goplin-Kinney, Julie Brock-Stebbins, Terry Kenothi, and Todd Albaugh. Members of the classes of 1945, 55, 65, 75, 85, 95, 2005, and 15 will also be recognized. Registration starts at 10:30. The program will be at 11, and a meal will follow. Cost of a meal is $25 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under. You must pre-register by tomorrow to attend by contacting Kathy Granger by email at fairladykkg@yahoo.com or by phone at 608-489-3629. All family and friends are welcome to attend. Motorists are being advised that Thursday there will be a street closure in Richland Center. Thursday from 6 to 4, East Kinder Street from South Ira to East Street and South Larson Street from East Hazeltine to East Burton will be closed to traffic due to a home placement by crane. Additionally, there will be no parking allowed on West Kinder, East Kinder, and South Larson Streets in the posted sections. Please plan ahead, move your vehicles, and follow posted detours. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Tom and Linda Hansen on ticket 979 and Nancy Bump on ticket number 65.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died September 16th. Graveside services will be held Friday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center. Tina M. Moravaugh, 61 of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina M. Moravaugh, 61 of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65 of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jean Maureen Welsh, 65 of Boaz. Nancy L. Phillips, 84 of Richland Center, died Saturday. There will be no formal funeral services. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Nancy L. Phillips, 84 of Richland Center.
Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery, Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center, or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with a family who wanted to retire and sell their large operation. I met with the family and their accountants, and we made a plan for how to best to sell each of their assets. We sold 3 farms through a sealed bid auction. We sold 2 sets of commercial buildings through traditional listings. We sold another to a neighbor and sold the last one through a cash buyout. Oh, and we sold their farm equipment through live auction. Along the way, I got a driveway variance, our legal team drafted multiple easements and deeds, and our title company partners closed and insured all the transactions. Advice, real estate sales, legal services, auction services, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Wilkinson Auctions gives you options on how best to sell your property and the team to help you do it. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options we can offer to you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. A little bit of a crummy day. Started off with mostly cloudy skies, and now we've got more sunshine shining through spots. Cooler, though, today. Highs only scraped about 70. Winds were out of the north, not too bad, and they're going to be easing tonight. Barely moving. Which means, yes, more fog, thickened spots, definitely the case. Overnight lows falling to about 50. Tomorrow, though, after the fog lifts in the morning, it will reveal a mostly sunny and very comfortable day. It'll be warmer, back to the mid-70s. With clear skies expected tomorrow night and winds slowing once again, patchy fog pushes back. Then for Friday, we're going to have some summer-like conditions spilling in and taking control for the weekend and even into next week. Tons of sunshine still because a high-pressure system is dominating the Midwest. Highs on Friday will smack 80 degrees, and we soar to the low to mid-80s for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We may even hang on to them for Tuesday, too. Tons of sunshine and summer-like, unusually warm weather. It's actually going to turn hot and humid Monday, with highs in the mid-80s and plenty of sunshine beating down on us. We hang on to the mugginess still for Tuesday, highs in the low 80s with mixed skies. And I really don't see a chance of rain rolling in until next weekend, like the following Friday. And even those chances are small right now. It's the perfect time to peep those popping fall colors, especially up north. And the weather that we're being dealt is going to make those maples vibrant red. Sunny, warmer days in the fall creates that, and the wet, damp, and dreary ones can dull the colors. So it's a good thing that we're having a dry stretch. But we could use some nights below freezing. That makes the colors very vibrant. And with NOAA's extended outlook, we look above normal for temperatures over the next 2 weeks and below average for precipitation. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It is a partly cloudy 63 degrees, and that is down from a high today of 71. Our morning low, 53. Yesterday's high was 76 degrees and no precipitation. A record high for this day, 90, was set back in 1937. A record low, 26, set in 1989. Last year on this day, our high was 73 and our low, 47. Sunset today will be at 6:56. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:52. No precipitation. The barometer falling down to 30.6, and southwest winds are 2 to 5. Again, it's 63 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's evening sports is brought to you by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Brewers are in action as we speak, going up against the Padres after dropping two straight to them. They are ahead 2-1. In the bottom of the seventh inning, they struck first in the top of the fifth, but San Diego tied it up in the bottom of the sixth. The Brewers took the lead again in the top of the seventh. You can hear the game going on right now on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Packers have released veteran wide receiver Mecole Hardman. That was some thought of that Green Bay might activate the three-time Super Bowl champion with the injury to Jaden Reed. Hardman was on the team's practice squad. Taking his place will be undrafted rookie free agent wide receiver Jacoby Kenny-James, who had been with the Detroit Lions previously. Sacking Dak Prescott would be bittersweet for Micah Parsons. The two-time All-Pro pass rusher downplayed his upcoming return to Dallas and expressed his feelings about potentially taking down his friend and former teammate on the latest on football with the AP's Rob Maddy. Parsons and the Green Bay Packers face off against Prescott and the Cowboys in front of a national televised audience Sunday night. Parsons plans to treat it like an ordinary game, though it'll be his first time inside AT&T Stadium as a visitor.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
He still says he hopes it never happens, but Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo says he expects to be traded someday. Sports Illustrated reports that the former NBA MVP was interviewed by the media in his native Greece. Antetokounmpo points out that the team's presidents change and the Bucks will always do what's best for them. He repeated, though, that he prefers to stay in Milwaukee rather than be traded, but he doesn't fully feel secure that it won't ever happen. A commitment from three-star cornerback Donovan Dunmore is part of the reasons Wisconsin's 2026 recruiting class is currently ranked 60th nationwide. It's according to an update from 24/7 Sports. The Badgers have commitments from 2 4-star prospects and 13 3-star prospects. Wisconsin coaches are said to be still looking for edge rushers and someone to play safety. And Jackson Dart says he's ready to take over as the New York Giants starting quarterback. The first-round pick out of Mississippi is expected to make his first NFL start Sunday against the LA Chargers. Coach Brian Daboll said it was his decision to bench Russell Wilson and turn to the rookie. Daboll declined to explain why this was the right time to make the change. Number one receiver Malik Nabers said he had a job to do and that it was not his decision to change QBs. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Accidents happen, but with over 30 years of experience, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. Get a free estimate, and we'll restore your car to perfection. Plus, enjoy our complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Come see the experts at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Well, some good news. I want to let you know that Los Amigos has returned to their home location in downtown Richland Center, and so they are open once more there. Also, can let you know that tomorrow they will have 99-cent margaritas. Some more good news. It's time for today's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest again with WRCO and Civic Media. Your chance at winning a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, by entering, you're also entered in for the grand prize drawing of a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. You just need to use the Civic Media app, launch it, find WRCO, select it, and hit the text button, and send this hour's keyword in. I won't keep you waiting any longer. This hour's keyword is GIFT. G-I-F-T. GIFT. Like, I'm sure if you won that gold jewelry, it would make a great gift. G-I-F-T. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
We're In Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I helped a local man who developed dementia and was admitted to the nursing home. I worked with a brother who lived in Virginia to make a plan. We considered a cash buyout or a real estate auction, but because of the man's debt, we had to do it the hard way. First, we emptied his house, selling his personal property at auction. Then we took out dumpster loads of rubbish to get the property ready for sale. We listed the property and brought the buyer. Along the way, I returned a car to a bank, shipped auction items to Canada, helped the man get Medicaid coverage for the nursing home, and covered all the debts. I never met the Virginia brother in person, but he was very happy that he found us. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiderers can help you with fall fixing, from from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now, speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Ader still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Ader's, your great big store with small town smiles.
Wednesday, soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are down on fund and technical selling. The big bearish issues continue to be the lack of export demand from China and Argentina's export tax suspension. The U.S. harvest and South American planting are both ongoing. November beans were down 3 at 10.09. January was 3 and a quarter lower at 10.28 and a half. October bean meal was $3.40 lower at 271.70. October soybean oil was down 6 at 49.29. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling. It's expecting mixed but mostly good U.S. harvest progress, and South American planting weather does look favorable. Mexico bought more than 300,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. December corn was down 2 at 424 and a quarter. March was 2 lower at 441. Chicago and Kansas City wheat were down. Minneapolis was steady to higher. Wheat's monitoring U.S. winter wheat planting and the very tail end of this year's spring wheat harvest. Russian wheat prices are up, and that could boost U.S. export demand. December Chicago was 1 lower at 519 and a half. December Kansas City was 4 and 3 quarters lower at 506 and 3 quarters. December Minneapolis wheat held at 567 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle were lower, with box beef down at midday, waiting for direct cash cattle business to get going. Megan Grebner will have more on that in a moment. October live was down 155 at 234.05. December was 192 lower at 236.82. October feeders were down 250 at 359.62. November was 295 lower at 357.80. And hogs were pressured by cash and wholesale business, with quarterly inventory numbers out on Thursday. October lean was down 110 at 99.42. December was 260 lower at 88.12. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced, and it's found in counterfeit pills and most street drugs. It has killed hundreds of thousands, many of them not even knowing they were getting the drug. I'm Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Such a nice young man. Kind, smart, funny, friendly, loving. You know what? Fentanyl doesn't care, but you do. And that's why I'm asking you to join me and my family in our fight against the poisoning of a nation. The Leandro De Niro Rodriguez Foundation will raise the awareness of the mortal danger of fentanyl, campaign for government and public support, and reach out to other families devastated by this epidemic. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org. That's ladrfoundation.org. It's too late for Leo, but together we might save someone you love. Thank you.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids didn't surface. A few asking prices were reported in parts of the South at $242 to $244 live, but still weren't established in the North. Significant trade volume isn't expected until the end of the week. Box beef closed lower and sharply lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 59 cents at $380.80. Select was $2.19 lower at $359.90. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 232 with a weighted average of 104.67. The Iowa Minnesota was 229 lower with a weighted average of 104.86. The Western Corn Belt down 240 with a weighted average of 104.77. Pork values were lower, down $1.05 at 111.63. Picnics were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability.
If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Missouri-based Triumph Foods has become the first pork processor to file a lawsuit against California's Proposition 12. Matt England, president and CEO of Triumph Foods, says the national food supply chain depends on consistent regulation from the federal government, not one that operates with a patchwork of state requirements. More news up next on Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titletown Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titletown Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs says the administration is committed to increasing ag export sales. Luke Lindbergh says the department's recently announced three-point plan focuses on building stronger trading relationships.
Our three-point plan to aggressively get after ag exports specifically targets that opportunity, where we're trying to make those buyer-seller relationships happen as quickly as possible.
A U.S. senator from Iowa says farm bill work needs to be a priority for Congress the rest of the year. Republican Joni Ernst tells Brownfield the current extension of the 2018 farm bill expires at the end of the month.
We've got to figure out, how do we bring some of those Democrats on board? They need to understand the significance of the farm bill and assisting those that are producing our food.
U.S. ethanol production last week fell to its lowest level since early May. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call Barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Save time and money by getting everything you need in one place. Harkey Lumber, proudly serving this area since 1969. Located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, Harkey Lumber likely has exactly what you're looking for. They offer one of Wisconsin's largest inventories of steel roofing and siding, plus a full line of materials for homes and pole buildings. Need prefab wall panels? They build them custom and even offer crane truck delivery and setup to make your project easier. Call Harkey Lumber today at 985-7207.
Some agronomists are warning farmers about the importance of harvest timing this fall. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, we'll hear from two Ohio-based agronomists with Beck's Hybrids about crop conditions in their areas of the state and how dry weather could impact yield. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Agronomists with Bex Hybrid say farmers should weigh harvest decisions carefully this fall. Northern Ohio-based Mike Hannawald says drought conditions across the state could cause the crop to mature at a faster rate.
As dry as we are to begin with, and the hot weather, hot dry weather that's forecasted, watch your moistures, especially in soybeans. I think this is a year where we're going to go from 15% beans to 10% beans real fast. And as a general rule of thumb, if you do the math, it roughly works out to your drying charges and your shrink discounts on 15% beans are equal to your loss of yield at 10% beans. And so don't be afraid of those discounts. If you're at 15%, I'd say, you know, roll, because they're going to get to 10 real fast. So make sure that combine's dialed in. You've worked so hard to get every bushel, and we don't want to leave any more out in the field than what we absolutely have to get the best yield that we can.
Southern Ohio-based Luke Schulte says some farmers have tough decisions to make.
With commodity prices as they are, most farmers aren't really inclined to think it's only September and I've got good warm weather. I'd rather let this crop dry in the field because I don't have a lot of forgiveness when it comes to a budget standpoint. This is not the year to allow that to happen. Many areas have gone through, you know, 7 weeks of really dry weather. That July heat, especially nighttime heat, really took a lot out of the crop. I don't think it's the year to allow stuff to stand clear to, you know, 15-16%, because I just don't think it will.
According to the latest crop progress and conditions report from the USDA, Ohio corn is 6% harvested and soybeans are 10% harvested. Both agronomists say it's been a tough year.
The northern part of the state as a whole is dry, but it's the degree of drought varies significantly from one area to another. You've got some guys that have had almost no rain since the 1st of August and others that have caught a few here and there. And so we've been seeing some significant variability because of that.
You say south of 70, the variation of dryness is significant. Some had a sizable rain like south of Circleville, the 12th of August, you know, inch to 2.5 inches. And that's kind of sustained them to some degree. But because of that harvest, you know, there's a fair amount of premature plant death that's going on, and harvest is just beginning, though.
Brownfield interviewed Hannawald and Schulte during the 2025 Farm Science Review in London, Ohio. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone 3 new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other 2 building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it, that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
The Brewers are heading into the ninth inning now, still holding that 2-1 lead. An exciting game, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. But you could stay tuned here, especially since I want to let you know about this hour's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest opportunity. Your chance at entering to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. And also by entering, you'll be entered in for the grand prize drawing, which is a great prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. And I'm sure that's going to be a good one. Two teams, rival teams going head to head. Yeah, I definitely think it'll be worth it. Now, you'd need the keyword this hour and to use the Civic Media app, which you can find on the Apple or Google stores. Open it up, select WRCO, and hit the text button to send this hour's keyword, GIFT. G-I-F-T. Gift, and you're entered to win. Got about 16 more minutes left to do that, as we are quickly approaching 6 o'clock, and that would be the end of your opportunity this hour. So get those texts in. Here's Bucky Covington. I want to be that feeling.
Your face lights up every time you talk about that one red light town you grew up in. Your mind goes racing down that road and another memory takes hold and you're smiling like you're there again. You're cruising through that parking lot with a couple friends hanging out for talk, but you remember how it felt being young, wild, crazy. Baby, I wanna be that feeling. I wanna be that wind blowing through your head. When life was like your favorite song and those summer days went on and on, and I felt like you could do no wrong. I wanna be that feeling. I wanna be a time of bliss that always takes your breath away someday when you're looking back. I wanna be a picture there in your mind that you take everywhere that warms your heart. It makes you laugh. Yeah, baby, these are the good old days. Let's make it last. What do you say? Remember being young, wild, crazy. Baby, I wanna be that.
Slow when you roll, you're guess your babies pick the ones from roadside daisies. Drink a beer with back home buddies. Make a memory, not just money. Spend a bait of good honey hole. Sunday drive's good for the soul. Put a little slow in your roll or you're gonna miss it. Time's a ticking.
Time's ticking. Justin Moore here on WRCO. Luckily, there's still plenty of time if you would like to stop out and grab a burger, as Muscadet American Legion Post 85 is serving burgers in the park today until 8 o'clock, and that is at Railroad Park in Muscadet. Also, we can let you know, looking ahead, that tomorrow the Lone Rock Farmers Market will be held from 3:30 to 6:30 at Center Park on Highway 130. Follow the Lone Rock Farmers Market Facebook page for updates on what's happening at the market.
Great food, a beautiful view, and a Wisconsin tradition. Find it all at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Bar and Grill, S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week through mid-November, then closed on Sundays for the season. Stop in for the famous Friday fish fry served all year long and enjoy $3 old fashions every Friday night throughout fall and winter. Planning a big event? Their spacious banquet hall is perfect for weddings, holiday parties, graduation celebrations, and more. Wisconsin Riverside Resort, where good times flow right along with the river.
From private beach homes and oceanfront condos on Florida's Panhandle to the frozen tundra near Green Bay's Lambeau Field, Call Properties offers luxury vacation rentals for everyone. With stunning views of Navarre Beach, Panama City Beach, Green Bay and Seneca, Wisconsin, plus local stays at the Ramada White House in Richland Center and Round Barn Lodge in Spring Green. Unforgettable locations are just a booking away. Learn more at kfprentals.com. That's kfprentals.com.
Get ready to sparkle at this year's Wine and Cider Walk with trivia, suits and sequins, Friday, September 26th. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now. Buy yours online at rcchamber.org or stop by these convenient locations. Community First Bank, Advanced Pump and Well, J.J. Walsh Jeweler, Creative Layers, and Christie's Sunnyside. Don't miss an evening of wine, cider, trivia, fun, and fabulous style. Grab your suits and sequins, Wine and Cider Walk with trivia tickets today.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Billy, man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street, for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle
sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
Smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Yeah.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump's newly installed top prosecutor for the Eastern District of Virginia is expected to ask a grand jury in the coming days to indict former FBI Director James Comey. According to sources familiar with the matter, it comes despite prosecutors and investigators determining there was insufficient evidence to charge him. ABC's Catherine Folder says more.
We're learning, of course, that Lindsey Halligan, the U.S. attorney, the new U.S. attorney that President Trump installed there after he fired the other U.S. attorney who is investigating Tish James, she will likely in the coming days go to a grand jury to ask a grand jury to return an indictment of James Comey. Now, this stems from allegations that he allegedly lied to Congress in testimony he gave in 2020.
In Dallas, three detainees were shot at an ICE facility. ICE officials say one person died, along with the gunman who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities say no officers were injured. Residents from South Texas to Kentucky are on alert for severe storms today. This is ABC News. Months after the deadly Texas Hill Country floods ravaged Riverside,